if you don't go to school, it doesn't mean like it's the end of the world. It doesn't mean that, or if you go to school and don't finish, like I've done that like 3 times. I've gone, taken like 3 years off, gone back. Like, so it's definitely like if you finish, you don't finish, whatever. It's like literally the only one standing in front of your goals and your accomplishments and what you're made for is yourself.
Yeah.
Like what else? What else is not?
We are back at Latinx Nation. My name is Sal. I'm your host for this episode. My amazing co-host,
Carla. What's up, y'all?
Unfortunately, Melanie cannot be with us. She's doing homework as always. You know, she is a workaholic and she gotta do her shit.
Yes, yes.
So, thank you so much for being a part of this episode. We have an amazing guest, and we just have a few shout outs before we get to her. So, Carla, can you please?
So, I was at the Barista Champs Roasters competition this weekend in Orange County. That was a lot of fun. It was definitely different, and I met pretty cool people that I'm looking forward to bring them on to the episode. Talks about decolonizing the industry in a way, and also like speaking about coffee in general and giving credit to our producers, our farmers, and which I think that's how it should be. I have a lot to say. I think right now it's like boiling in me, but
In a healthy way,
I'll vent about it later. but it was cool. If you guys made it, and those competitors that made it to the expo round that's in April, shout out to all of you guys. You've been giving it hard work, good just motivation, influencers, and yeah, it was good seeing you perform. Roasters, brewers, baristas. There's even like espresso cocktail makers that were competing as well.
Okay.
Some crazy, or like cuppers, like tasters. It's a whole different world. It is a whole different world.
That is what I do appreciate about the coffee industry, is that it's like the wine industry. Like they're almost parallel to each other, and like what, how dense the community is. That is so much to learn.
Even the people in the industry don't even know what. And I mean with this with all respect, but they don't even know what the fuck they're doing. Because they're like, all right, it's a growing industry, let's figure it out, you know?
That's
so
beautiful.
Yeah. Side note, we are at Verb Coffee Roasters in LA on Spring Street. So there's a lot of cars passing by, there's a lot of music. So just side note on that.
And if we start getting a little crazy, it's because the coffee is really good.
It's really good.
I like this place. It's a cool vibe, so definitely check it out.
Yeah, it really is. It's a nice spot. Other shout outs, we have Viva La Mujer coming up. If you guys are familiar with Viva La Mujer, sponsored by Las Fotos Project, which is in LA, not in LA, it's Boyle Heights. And so they host an event for girls that are going from like high school to college to pursue like a desire in like the photography and illustration, like illustrated vision in a way. So Viva La Mujer helps them pursue that. It's like a fundraiser, it's like a yearly thing that they do, and we are hopefully volunteering. I know we need to get together and organize that, so we'll be definitely being, we're gonna be hanging out at Viva La Mujer, which is, let's see, it is June 13th of this year, so it's going to be at Plaza de la Raza once again. Guys, if you don't know what Viva La Mujer project is, make sure you look it up. Look it up on our page. We have pictures of it. It was amazing.
It was
like
a lot of fun.
Performances, amazing vendors, which our guests, you need to like sign up,
yes.
Be a vendor there.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, so much unity and community.
Yeah.
And then that leads to ConchaCon, which is in June as well, I believe.
I think it's right before.
Yeah, right before. ConchaCon, I think it kind of explains itself. It's a convention of conchas. You know, but this time it's going to be community, very community driven. And I think that's her theme of this year, community driven. So I'm excited for that one as well. But yeah, those are the only shout outs I have personally.
For sure. Well, then thank you for sharing.
Yeah,
I did. Guys, we're telling you, please check out these things that we have promoting. We just want you to know that there's stuff that you can get into.
Yes. So really true.
Get involved if you want to get involved.
For good causes. Yes.
Good causes as well.
Yes.
So, let's get on with today's episode. We have a friend of mine from college.
Yes.
Oh, from college. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Shout out Los Angeles Film School.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Cool.
Make school work for you. Don't work for school.
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah. Okay.
So, it was a good school. It was good people that I got to meet. And I'm here to introduce you guys, Ashley Silva.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah. So,
I hope everyone is going to be doing real, real well after this episode. So, Ashley, you run your own over here.
Yes.
Is there anything else that I just don't know that you do? That...
I would say that I hustle, period, you know. I've been doing jewelry for the past 5 years now. Mm. I created a shop fly, fly for short. It stands for the life you earn. I've been doing it for 5 years. I've always been into like arts and crafts growing up, you know. First it started off with the little like lanyards, then the little beads that you know you would play with, and now here I am with the website. You know, I'm doing certain pop-up shops in the valley, the San Fernando Valley, and yeah, here we are now.
Nice.
And I've branched out to accessories, so but jewelry is like my forte. I love playing with jewelry. I love dressing up in jewelry. That's my thing.
That's awesome. So it's good that we're like bringing these other events too as well.
Yes.
You know, like
yes.
Network, like hey, go and check on Viva La Mujer, like we have connections, we'll give you their info.
Thank you.
And there's just so much something I really like that our last guest said was we're in this collective movement right now as Latinx people, right?
Yeah.
We're in this collective movement of really we're breaking out of like this colonized mentality.
Yeah.
Right?
I
where
agree.
It's like it's time for us we come from royalty, like now let's keep living like we're in royalty.
Yes.
And not let anybody or anything stop us. And so
exactly.
I think that's awesome that you're
yes.
doing
thank
that.
Thank you, thank you, thank
yeah.
you. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I growing up, you know, I'm Mexican and Peruvian, so my grandma, la chingona de la family, you know, she unfortunately, you know, my grandpa passed away, so she was in a situation where it's like, all right, I gotta keep hustling. I gotta, you know, I have two other daughters, you know, so... From where I saw her growing up, having her own business at the swap meet, starting to work at 12, helping out grandma, you know,
yeah.
get my little money on the side. I just saw that growing up. So to me, it's kind of like, if my grandma can do it, I can do it too. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah,
yeah.
So that's just kind of where I see it from.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's awesome. That is really awesome. I think that's like a good memory to take back. It's like, I've shared that too, where it's like, when I go back to Guatemala, people that have known my parents for years,
yeah.
you know, ellos tenían un puesto en el centro
yeah.
of the little town that they lived in, and they're like, wow, she looks just like Lupita and like René. And then my dad would pull me aside, he's like, your mom fucking hated her. Like, so like I've said that, you know, where it's like, oh my God, like I wasn't there at that moment, but I could just like
yeah.
remember the stories they would tell me, like
yeah.
wake up, like your brother's in the back playing around, breaking his head open while I'm over here selling cruces, que santos, because it was right next to a temple, right? Candles, que toys, and
yes,
things like
yes,
that.
Yes, yes,
it was like, oh my God, we've been hustling since day
yes,
one, you
yes.
know?
Yeah. yeah, and to me, it's like, I can't just do one thing, you know? I like to be versatile. And then I've been in the insurance business as well. I do that, you know, life happens. You need to pay your bills. So, you know,
yeah.
I don't have the luxury of waking up every day doing jewelry all day. I wish I can just create jewelry all day. But, you know, I also love insurance. I love, you know, I work for a company. I've been doing that. I do that for my 9-to-5. But, hey, time management, after that, it's back to fly, back
yeah.
to sitting up. Staying up late, making my jewelry, you know.
And
I love
it. In a sense,
it.
It's like meditation.
It's
well.
Therapy, for
yeah.
sure. For sure.
Yeah.
I love it, you know.
Yeah.
Because if you don't like it, you're not going to want to stay up and do it, you know. I really find, yeah, it's therapy out of it.
Yeah.
And then when I create something, I'm like, whoa, I did it, you know.
Yeah. yeah.
So, for sure.
Yeah. That's kind of like with us, right?
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, Sal works 40 plus hours. I work 40 sometimes plus hours, and it's like trying to find the time to like interview people and meet up with them, and also being considerate of like, no viven aquí, so how can we, like, you know? And so it's definitely like, if we did not love it, I would have been like, I'm over it. I think there has been a time like that though, where it's like, I need to take a break. Sure, like, sure. I'm gonna take a step back. I can't do this right now. And then we all sit down and we're like, okay, what's happening? Yeah. Are we rushing into things? What? And it really goes back, why are we doing this in the first place?
Yeah.
And re-falling in love with, this is why we love it.
Yeah.
This is why we're doing it. And so, I think it's like definitely, sure. I give you props for that.
Thank you, thank you. I guess I see sometimes, like, when my own business, sometimes a challenge, but it's nothing that you can't get over, in a sense. Like, time management for me is really important. Every hour counts throughout the week, you know?
Yeah.
You have to be disciplined still to have your weekends and be like, okay, you know what? I might not work Sunday. I need to, like, you know, regroup and do what's important to me, which is family and all that stuff. Get inspired, watch something, you know? So to me, time management is, I like to create jewelry, but I also need to handle the administrative stuff, like the website, saying up, how do I figure this out? How do I do that?
Yeah.
It takes away from me creating, but at the same time, it has to get done, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Period.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you're implementing self-care into your routine.
Thank you.
It's something that does get overlooked. You know, we're always like, we've got to be busy, busy, busy.
Yes.
But at the same time, the more busy you get, the less time you have for yourself. And if you don't have time for yourself, you won't have time eventually.
Yeah,
I agree.
Because that self-care feeds into the why you're doing it, why you're loving it,
exactly.
You know, and when you lack on the self-care, whatever it is you do, you know, mine is, I like going to a coffee shop and like sitting there and like admiring what my environment, right?
Yeah.
That's my self-care. And if I don't find myself doing those things, it's like, I think I would hate working where I work, right? I work in coffee. I manage a coffee shop. I'd be like, fucking hate this place.
Yeah.
You know, I would have been gone a long time ago, but
sure.
It's like, no, why? So it's like, self-care is a very important thing. Like, take a step back, feed yourself before you feed others.
I agree.
Which is very important. It's a very important thing.
It's important, because if you can't take care of yourself, how do you expect me to take care of your business when I am working at my 9-to-5, you know?
Yeah.
It's important, because if I overdo it, it's going to show in my work.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
So it's important for you to take that time to, hey, if you need to go to the salon really quick to make you feel better, go do it. You know, it's important.
Yeah.
And it's different for everybody.
Some people, for sure.
They go to the spa, they go to the gym.
Yeah.
You know, they'll just go out, they'll look at some view.
Yeah.
They can be just, you know, taking a nice drink with like a bag or some shit. Yeah. I don't know. People, they do their different thing.
Yeah. Mine's reality TV.
I love
reality TV. Because it's not my reality, but you know, it's like, it gives me a little break. Like,
it's
okay.
Like, oh, this is just
No, I totally see that. Like, it's definitely like zoning you out from like, okay, I need to take a break from that right now.
Yes.
I can't think about it.
Yes.
Let's watch this.
Yes.
Yeah. That's kind of what we do sometimes on the weekends. Right?
Yeah.
Like, we don't see each other the whole week, like all three of us. And then I get there, they're there with a beer, and I'm like, I need a beer. Sit down. All right. Chill.
Yeah.
So. We're just there, and then we end up talking.
Yeah.
And then most of our conversations are like, why don't we have a mic?
Like, we got the best conversation right now. We didn't have a mic.
Yeah. Like, yeah, we have, man. And that's where a lot of our conversations are built so greatly.
Exactly.
You know, like, the mic, the website, our promotions, our volunteers. And it's like, all right. That's my fuel. Let's go again.
Yes. And also, it's important. Sorry. Your support system, you know?
Yeah.
If you have a good support system, it gives you confidence.
For
sure. For sure. Like, my mom, she's my support system. Like, I'm always dragging her with me to Michael's or Joanne's, wherever I need to get, like, you know, some stuff to make jewelry. And, I mean, she supports me, and I think that's why, like, I have the confidence to be like, you know what, I'm gonna go for it.
Yeah.
So I think that's important too. Even if your spouse or whoever it is, you know, if you have that good support system, you're bulletproof.
For sure, for sure. So you would say that your mom is like your cheerleader in a sense.
For sure. And at some time, she's been my investor.
That's awesome.
You know, she takes chances. Like, she saw something in me, I think. And, you know, sometimes you come up with these crazy ideas, but that lady's like, no, like, let's do it. You know, like, what are you waiting for? And I'm like, oh, shit. Okay, let's do it then.
Awesome.
You know, like,
that's awesome.
So,
yeah, kind of reminds me of like Opal Madre.
Yeah.
we just interviewed her a few episodes back.
Yeah.
And she, like I said before, she's the one managing Concha Khan.
Oh, okay.
But she manages her own business of candles. Oh, and there are different type of candles of like Salvi memes or like Latin culture
got
memes.
Got it.
And she's a former nurse, and she just talks about like being a small business owner is not easy. Like she got into it, you know, loving it. Like she still loves it, but it's definitely like the admin stuff is a whole different story.
It is a whole different story.
But she mentioned that like, yeah, I was a full-time nurse, and then I'll go and do work in my
life.
And then she was like, you know, now as a business owner, I work more than I was as a nurse.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is a crazy ass reference point.
Yes. And you have to remember, at the same time, you have to put in those hours.
Always.
And you also have to be good to yourself. Again, I have to say that again. Because if you're doing it for the money, it's not going to make sense, you know?
She said the same thing.
She said the same, exactly,
You know, you can't look at it like just money, you know? At the same time, it fulfills me, I can say personally. Like, it fulfills me just to be able to create something that somebody likes. I'm very into, like, custom work. So if I can bring to life something that somebody trusts me with, it means more to me than, you know, than I can say.
For sure. That kind of connection with, like, a client, it makes it so much more special.
Yeah, it's more unique, more genuine.
For
like,
sure.
It's like you're not going to get that when you go to a store. You know, it's like there's just, you captured what my idea, like, or my heart is saying, and, like, it brings value to your skill.
Thank
you know,
you.
Like, so I think that's like
she made it a reality.
Yeah. So it's like, I mean, sometimes I think about these things, I'm like, but I'm not an artist, like a drawing artist.
Yeah.
So it's like to have somebody that's next to you be like, tell me what you're feeling and what you're thinking. All right. And then them to put it out and like visually bringing it out of me, it's like, damn, that's God sent right there. Like, so yeah, it's definitely, it takes skills to do that.
Yeah, that's manifestation at a pure level.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
For
that's
sure.
something that I'm glad that in our culture at least is being more common.
Yes.
When we're seeing more self businesses, it's amazing to me.
Yeah.
And I hope people just grow from it.
Exactly.
Like I like to say we're in a cultural renaissance.
Yeah.
You know,
we are.
We're leaving our generational trauma. Trying to leave that behind us, and we're trying to grow together.
For sure.
Yeah.
And the more and more that we implement that onto each other, I feel like the better we'll become.
Yeah, it's important. Sure. Very important. So, how long have you been on Shopify?
That's my website.
Okay.
Fly has been 5 years now in the making. Again, I started with posting stuff on Instagram, posting stuff on Facebook. Now I've grown a little bit. I'm growing still, where, you know, it's like relationships. You keep those relationships fulfilled, or you just, you know, pour a little water somewhere, like a plant that's gonna grow. So
yeah,
for me,
planting the seed.
Yeah, planting the seed, exactly. So, you know, experiences in my life, having different jobs, just networking with people. Sal, for instance, hey, you know, I haven't seen you in 2 years, but hey, you know, like, you never know when somebody can help you. And you should not be afraid to ask for help too, because you never know, you know, that the karma, it's good karma, you know?
Yeah.
So now I have 4 girls that promote for me, that model for me. I met a girl working at a jewelry place, and she's a model. She does fashion. Shout out to Jada. Shout out to Alejandra. Shout out to Essen. Shout out to Entity. We all help each other in a sense, you know. So I like where it's going so far.
Yeah.
I get some good pictures, and hey, at the end of the day, I feel like I'm helping them, you know, be able to play with jewelry and style or whatever it is they want to do with my stuff.
And then it's helping them grow.
Yes, which I love. That's like the fulfillment of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I love about it.
Yeah.
So.
That's our fulfillment as well. It's like you just spark something.
Yeah.
Because they spark something in us. And
yeah.
We wanted them to grow.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's awesome. But that's
nice. Yeah, I always say it, right? At this point,
I
probably sound so repetitive. You should just put it at the beginning of the episode.
I know, right?
As a pre-record. But, you know, I always want people to leave the table. I always want everybody to leave the table. Like that they learned and that they feel challenged to go do better.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's including the person we're interviewing to us.
Yeah.
You know, like if it wasn't as simple as like the person we interviewed last week, right? We wouldn't have had our business cards. Yes, we got our business cards.
Congrats.
So I mean, it's a one goal, you know, it's just a piece of paper, whatever. But to me, I'm like, yeah, so that's our logo. That's our name.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly. You created it. You guys created
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So
took a minute to figure this out, but yeah, we got it.
Better late than never, I guess.
Yeah. 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 So yeah, it's definitely like taking those little accomplishments and really making like it is a big thing. It's a big step.
Oh yeah.
And like learning from each other. And I think that's the beauty about networking. Networking isn't just I take from you, I take from you,
yes,
I take from
yes.
you. I think it's like I have you here on this platform, and I don't know, I bet later down the road it's like, hey, I need some advice on this. Like, you're a designer, you do this, like, what do you recommend?
Yeah.
Like, who can you refer me to, you know?
For sure.
So it's like, that's the beauty about networking. It's not like, okay, we have you on the podcast, after we're going to charge you this much because we're giving you a platform. No, it's not. I don't see it like that.
Yeah, because you're not born knowing everything, you know?
Yeah.
You're not.
Exactly.
So obviously everybody takes from everybody somehow, some way, you know, like, we always remake things all the time, I feel. So at the end of the day, you know, it doesn't cost anything to be nice.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It doesn't.
It's true. That's awesome, though. So you guys went to school together.
Yeah.
You graduated sound engineer. What was your...
I ended up graduating with my recording arts. My associate.
Recording arts?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Which is why I originally graduated.
Okay.
Yes, I didn't finish my bachelor's program because... life happened, you know?
Yeah.
My student loans, I maxed out my financial aid. I kept moving, you know? That's when I kept my job working at the insurance place. So, but I'm thankful for the classes that I did have because you want to know why. At the end of the day, those classes helped me with my business.
Yeah.
You know? So to me, it's kind of like everything happens for a reason, and I learned so much just from the classes I did end up taking.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's what I can say that I took away from that.
Yeah. Student loans, man, and school, it definitely drains you. I mean, that's what I tell my boyfriend. It's like, if you're going to go back to school, like, it's only going to benefit you.
It does.
If you don't go to school, it doesn't mean, like, it's the end of the world. It doesn't mean that, or if you go to school and don't finish, like, I've done that, like, 3 times. I've gone, taken, like, 3 years off, gone back. Like, so it's definitely, like, if you finish, you don't finish, whatever, it's like, literally the only one standing in front of your goals and your accomplishments and what you're made for is yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, what else? What else is stopping you?
Yes.
Like, finances is not an excuse. Strength isn't an excuse. Like, people aren't an excuse. It's, like, it's you.
Yeah.
And, you know, we are our worst and our best critics. So, like, how can we, like, overcome that?
Yeah.
Exactly.
So. I mean, everything happens for a reason because at the same time, I was going to be a manager for artists, you know? That's what I ultimately wanted to do with my degree.
I remember that, that's right.
Yeah, so I wanted to manage artists, and somehow, some way, within that journey too, I kind of didn't get the passion for
that. The spark.
Yeah, the spark. So to me, it kind of is, I'm happy how things played out because I wouldn't have found my love for jewelry.
Yeah.
The way I'm at, where I'm at now, you know?
Yeah.
So to me, it's like, I'm kind of grateful that I didn't finish.
I think that's one of the beauties of, like, these journeys of going to school or doing different jobs.
Yeah.
Like, we go in it and it's like, I'm not digging this.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. But then it's like, there's something drawn to, like teach you in that lesson.
Yeah.
Like, you're there for a reason at that moment. And that's the moment you have to be in at that moment. So what is it, you know? And I think sometimes as millennials, we get stuck in this, like, mentality of, like, I need to be here at this age. And at this time, and it's like, which is awesome to have goals, it really is, but I think sometimes those goals blindside us from what we're living right now, you know? And it's like, so if you wouldn't have gone to school, like, donde estuvieras, you know?
Exactly.
Where would you be?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because, side note, my boyfriend, I met him at school. He's from Wisconsin, so it's crazy because now it's like 7 years later, we've been together. It's like, oh, wow, I went to school to meet my husband in a sense, you know?
Damn.
It's really crazy to think about, like, whoa. If I wasn't there, I would have never met him.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So it's just crazy, you know, how life plays out sometimes.
Yeah.
So you just never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
Vas para the diploma, but you come out with
con un novio.
That ring in there. That's all right.
That's all good.
Even better than a diploma.
Exactly. I was just about to say that. Hey, you can go to school, you can get your degree, whatever, that's cool. You know, I have a degree, whatever.
Your degree ain't gonna rub your back. Your degree ain't gonna go on a
my
date with
ain't
you.
Gonna give me no time, it's not gonna show me, like, what life's really about.
Exactly.
So,
I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
And I'm so excited for everything that you're doing.
Thank you.
And I know you're gonna branch out and do a lot of
Thank
crazy,
you.
Crazy
yeah. That's the plan, guys. Yeah. You guys too. You guys are doing amazing things for
Thank
culture.
You. Thank you.
I have to say that just listening to your guys's, you know, content, it's really inspirational to feel like, hey, we have a voice, you know. I'm a Latin, born here in the States, you know. My mom's Mexican, my dad's Peruvian, but I feel like I belong somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and yeah. That's important.
Yeah, yeah, it's really, like I said earlier, you know, I don't know if this was part of the recording, but we are in a collective movement, and that's what Maideli said last week. It's, and it really stuck to me, you know, we are in this collective movement, and,
yeah.
And we are royalty, and we need to, like, stop suppressing that because of the environment we live in,
yeah.
And sometimes, this is funny because I just, like I was just mentioning, I just went to a coffee event yesterday, and the coffee industry is something that really is the reason why I came out here. And I went to this event, and I'm not going to bet much about it, but it was an aspect of, like, I didn't want to go, like, hours, even the day before, I didn't want to go. But it's weird because I love going to coffee things.
Yeah.
I just love it. And I'm like, no quiero ir, but I'm like, you know what, I'm going to go. And I'm glad I went. I don't regret it because I met some good people that feel the same way about the industry, that it's just, you know, sometimes when I go to those events, I feel like I don't have a voice. Porque son todos, like, güeros, you know.
Yeah,
and it's
yeah,
just
yeah,
like
yeah.
It's just such an American, aesthetically, what did you say, profitable, driven
yeah.
industry that me, somebody that knows how hard farmers work to produce this cup of coffee that I'm drinking right now, and then for them to be like, you have to pay $400 to compete to show us how you pour a cup of coffee, but not it, the farmers don't matter.
Yeah,
it matters how much you're pouring this right now.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
So to me, I was just like, it makes me sad and it makes me kind of like bitter.
Yeah.
But I'm like I said, I don't regret going because it was like, you know what? I got to meet some people that feel the same way, that there has to be a collective movement. You know,
yes.
So there's obviously a voice. And
yeah.
There's always been a voice. Now it's just speaking up about it and like really taking that collective shift, you know,
yeah.
Of not like, oh, es Latina, él es Latino, fuck him. Like, I'm gonna be better. Don't let enviness drive us.
Yeah.
Let like unity bring us together.
Yeah.
And I think that's where we all need to be. And it's I think that's one of our motivations on the podcast,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Bringing a voice to people. Like being able to like share that, at least me, but because I feel like I'm always venting. I'm like, ah, oh, guys.
I mean, that's
no,
what
no,
like,
no.
Really want podcasts.
Yeah,
right?
I know. No,
but
it's important for you to be at those events because you're the face.
Exactly.
You know,
because exactly.
If you weren't, if your little old you wasn't there, who's gonna be there?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. It's true, and it was funny because I was driving home and it was in Costa Mesa and I really hated that drive and I'm like driving home and I'm like, okay, I can't say fuck it, I'm not gonna go to those events because it's not for me. Like, no, yeah, like I need to be that representative. And I this goes on a whole different level, but I started thinking of different things. Like, okay, coffee events, I still need to be there regardless, you know. Then it started shifting to my mentality to, and I was telling Sal about it, it's like as simple as voting, you know. Like, nosotros pensamos that somos Latinx, you know, our vote doesn't matter, whatever, but no, like we still have that responsibility
we
to
do.
Our parents,
we
to
do.
Our ancestors, to keep pushing forward, you know. And it's definitely like we need to make that movement.
Yes,
you know, that's our responsibility.
Yeah, because if anybody knows me, they know that I get into politics, but it's like at the same time I believe that if you really care about what's going on, you have to know something, just a little bit of something.
Yeah,
matter, whatever form to be that it is.
Yeah,
you know. And this principle can go with anything, is that if you feel like your culture, your people need to be involved in a certain thing, whether it's coffee, politics, even for food,
yeah,
you have to step in. You
yeah.
have to go in there instead of letting it be gentrified by some different cultures that aren't your own.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true. I think I never saw it like that because I was so suppressed, you know, like in the environment that I came from. It was just like suppression was I mean, it's always a thing, but it was a lot harder than it is.
Because you're from Utah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it was like, you know, being able to be like, my representation matters. So coming out here and meeting people like as yourself and other guests that we've had, it's like, wow, we have a voice.
Yeah.
Like, we have a voice. And
me
I've
too.
Always been like, very talkative, right? Yeah. Hablas mucho, you know? So it's like, all right, let's do something about that. Hablas mucho, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we gotta do some action with the talking, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's definitely, it's been a good journey so far.
Yeah.
And I love that we always get to connect with people like as yourself.
Thank you. The highlight of all was my week.
I know. Yeah. I always look forward to this. Like you said earlier, I work like over 40 hours a week on occasion.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
just like, even after a long day, I like to be here.
That's good.
Yeah.
And I can feel the vibe.
Glad.
Yes.
It's not coffee. I swear.
Maybe a little bit of coffee.
That's awesome.
It's okay. I had some.
So tell us a little bit of... The jewelry, creations you do.
So I like, my thing is I love bracelets. I love making bracelets and I love making earrings. You know, I like to sketch some of my pieces out when I'm at work. You know, I have my little notepad. Something will come about, flowers. You know, I get inspired. I make something. But I like it to be authentic, you know?
Okay.
I like to be able to be like, okay, you know what? I got it from Shopify. I can't get this at Walmart, or I can't get this at Target, or I can't get this at the, you know, the mall or something.
Or Swap Meet, whatever.
Yeah, so my thing is originality. It's really important to me.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoy making custom work for people. Just recently, somebody asked me to make their anniversary present for their wife, and I was like so like touched. I was like, it was like he wanted the theme to be like auburn colors, you know, gold colors, different tones, and he was in another state too, so it's kind of like, oh my god, like he's trusting me, you know, like So I would send drafts here and there, and I got a phone call from her. She's like, oh my god, I love my pieces that you made me, you know, like.
Wow. So Dwayne, are you listening? Our anniversary is in 2 weeks.
Oh my god.
Un año, dude.
Hey, congratulations.
Yes.
Yes. So it's really like cool to feel like, hey, somebody's reaching out to me.
That's awesome.
They could have gone somewhere else, but they didn't, you know?
Yeah.
They went to you.
That is so awesome.
Yeah.
What is the furthest you've shipped out?
Just in the States, just as of recently.
Okay.
I've had the website going for about 6 months now almost.
Okay.
So again, I'm trying to branch out, trying to get more involved, you know, with different events, different avenues too. Like I recently subscribed to like a bead box service where they send you out material and you get to enter contests with what you make with the stuff. So
to me, it's like I'm
trying to challenge myself too, you know? So it's cool, especially because it's what I love, you know?
Yeah. I think you could, and I know I keep bringing her up, like it gets me excited for you. Like I'm super excited because Oco Madre does this road trip. It's called Chica Road Trip.
Oh,
and
nice.
They go up to Oregon, they go up to Seattle, to Phoenix, and they do like farmers markets. And it's like a bunch of women, like Latinx women that are vendors. Some do jewelry, some do candles, some do like jackets.
Yeah.
And I was like, and so it's making me think about that, like, oh my god, that's so awesome. Like, you know, it's like, it's. I'm always thinking, like, okay, let them catch esta, esta, esta. So,
For the reason why we keep bringing up, like, Oco Madre, is because she was one of the original influencers that really brought us into pushing forward with what we do, you know?
Yeah,
she was
amazing.
One of the first events that we helped out in. You know, the first one was Oco Madre.
First one was Viva La Mujer.
Yeah.
And then from Viva La Mujer, we got to learn about Concha Con.
Yeah.
Because she was there.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so I... Honestly, now that you bring it up, Oco Madre was definitely one of the persons that was like,
what I'm talking about though. People like that, they have a brand, but it's more than just a brand, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what I love.
Yeah.
I love to hear.
Yeah.
For sure. That's where I'm striving for.
Yeah. That's awesome though. That is really, really awesome. Yeah. Hopefully we can get you connected with her.
Yes, I would love that.
Jeanette from Candy's Closet and like all these other influential women that are like joint, like some of them have been featured on Me Too as well, which is like really awesome, you know, because I really look up to Me Too, the organization.
Yes, I've actually seen that.
Yeah, so I'm like, dang, cool. So it's just interesting how everything is so connected,
yes,
you know?
Yes.
Yeah, we've always, like, all this Latin culture has always been so connected.
Yes.
But it's the sense of like how the American culture works is just trying to divide us, you know? And
know.
Like we've spoken about that.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's sad, but we gotta take that stride.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think it's it's sad, but also like a beautiful thing, because obviously, like, being born in America, my dad came from Peru with nothing, you know, like, for him, his thing was to get the American dream, you know, it's like,
yeah,
to make that happen. So he made it in his own way, and that's what I feel like is important for us to make our own way too, you know, be empowered by, yes, where we come from, you know, and I love the fact that we have opportunity here.
Yeah, definitely, and every opportunity is different.
Yes.
The American dream has definitely evolved.
Yes.
A sense of like, like everybody has a different American dream.
Yes, exactly. You know? Make it your own.
Yeah. You know? Which is beautiful. It's definitely beautiful. But so what are your plans now going on to
deeper
now, roots to it?
I'm just gonna keep hustling, you know, I gotta do what I gotta do. I'm just staying busy, time management, like I said. I work 40 hours too a week, so it's like finding that time after work to detox really quick, watch my reality TV, and then get in and you know, get into making stuff.
Cool.
There's a lot of Instagram posts that I see that just come up like in my feed where it just says like, you know, go to work, like, people, there's no excuse for like not having time. It's like, you go to work from so and so time, then you have like a good 5 hours before you like decide to go to sleep and do your thing. That's for you. You know, first you make your money, then you make yourself. You know, whether it's your brand, your service, or just anything in between them. This is you.
I like that. I really like that. It's telling me not to be lazy anymore.
Well, essentially, that's what it was telling me.
Let's go do our website after this.
Well, it's because they say, you know, you spend an hour doing your work, but there's a person that's like spending like 6 hours doing your work. So it's like, it's all about what you put into it too, you know?
I get into this mentality of like procrastination. Like, we meet up.
Me too.
Is it October?
October.
We paid for the website.
Oh.
Okay? We have not published it yet.
I'm here to help.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
I figured it out, you know, like, it's those nights staying up. I'm like half asleep. But hey, you know, I gotta watch tutorials. I gotta do something, because if somebody needs to get it done, you know, period. So I don't have the luxury of paying someone to do it. I'd rather save that money to put into product or whatever it is, you know?
Yeah.
Those are the things you learn as a business owner. It's challenging sometimes, because it's like, hey, I have $30 that I have to pay a website a month when I can put that in my tank. But at the same time, it's like, you want to grow. You know?
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's definitely like, as time keeps going on, we've been on like a good roll the past month or so, where I'm like, all right, we got to get things done. All right, our interviews. And it's finally getting into a good routine again. And I love it, because it's like, a nice groove of just like,
it just flows.
Organizing interviews and like I said, the business cards, the website. And then I think after that, it's going to be trying to really get registered as a nonprofit. And I know that's going to take, one, a little bit of money, and two, a lot of time. And it's just like, all right. And learning, like researching, how do I do this? You know, what is the right way to do it? So it's like I said earlier, it's us keeping us from that.
Yeah.
So,
and sometimes, you know, it's not about like, this person did it this way. It's not going to always be that way. You're going to learn your way of how to get into the groove, maybe not make the same mistake someone else did, but sometimes you do have to take a risk, you know, period. Like, I feel like if you don't take risks, you're just stagnant, and I don't like that feeling. That's why I'm always like, I gotta get into this, I gotta get into that, because that feeling just it's what drives me.
For sure.
I mean, literally, when you sat down here, we all got together, you said, you know, can't be in a comfort zone. Never be in a comfort zone. And we all agree, we're like, we can't. We can't do it. I remember for a time we were like, we're stagnant, you know, we were with the website. One day I just got pissed. I wasn't mad at anybody, though. I was just like, when I get driven, I look angry, but I'm not. And then I was at work, and I'm like, cool, everything's done. I got 6 hours until I'm out of here. Website.
It really is that. I think I did that, too, like, a few weeks back. I had to work on it, because I was like, I was trying to delegate tasks to people. Like, coming back from Guatemala, I was like, all right, Kayla, you'll take care of the website, you'll take care of our social media. Sal, you'll take care of, like, messaging people. I'll just be there, me hago la bonita, you know? And then I started realizing, like, Carla, what the fuck, you know? Like, that's, one, it's not good for you. And then, two, it's not good for your team.
And sometimes, like, they say, like, things don't get done unless you do them. And you have your own way of doing it. And sometimes if you take the initiative, to be like, okay, you know what, I'm finally gonna get to that problem that I've been avoiding. And then you finally like overcome it, you're like, that was not that big of a deal that I had.
Yeah.
That was what I went through with the website.
Yeah.
There was like, yeah. There was like links or something that weren't working properly. Yeah. So I had to like look at like what the fuck's going on with the code.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know nothing.
Me
about
neither.
It,
me neither.
You know? Mm-hmm. So I'm looking around, I'm saying like, what's wrong? What doesn't match? And I'm like comparing like each of the pages.
Yeah.
So like, all right, this works. Why doesn't this work? Yeah. And why does it look like this? And I'm like, I just like deleted something and I just put it in.
Yeah.
Like maybe that works. And I tried that about like 7 times and I finally did it.
Same, dude. I was trying to link our Facebook and our Instagram to that website.
Right. And you
know, that's
easy.
The littlest things.
Yeah.
You think.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, what level? And it was trying to connect it to my personal one. I'm like, no, I don't want my personal one. And then I'm like, fuck it, I'm just gonna push this button. Cabal. I'm like, what the fuck? The least unexpected button, and it's right there.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's definitely like, but that's the beauty of growing, you know. And it's like we're doing things that we're not professionals on. But we're doing it.
Yeah.
Like, because that's how our parents did it, right?
Yeah.
Like, our parents came here. They're like, I don't know how to work at a factory.
Yeah.
I don't know how to work at a hospital. I don't know how to be a teacher. But, a ver, ¿cómo le hacemos?
Yeah.
You know, I have to make ends meet at the end of the day. Yes. Like, I have to I have to feed my kids.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, it's like, I'm going to do it. Yep. So, yeah.
My grandma, she worked at a factory for a while. She was, like, the best. She did sewing. So, she was best at, I forget what it is exactly, but... Yeah, I hear stories. My mom, your grandma, she used to work her ass off, you know. She used to be working at those factories, and it's amazing to me that, damn, that's where I get my work ethic, I think, from, is that lady, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, wow, it's like, it's kind of crazy. You're like, I'm turning into, you know, like my mom or my grandma sometimes, you know? But it's like, I'm kind of, I'm proud as fuck that I have that in me.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, too, growing up, my grandma, she had her sewing supply company, so I always had different things to, hey, if I want to try working with lace, I can go get some from my grandma really quick. Or, hey, I want to work with thread. It's just kind of crazy how things just happen that way, you know, that it was just at the touch of going to get stuff from my grandma there, you know?
Yeah, and as like little ones, right, we're like, I want to be an adult, I want to be what this big person, like, but then we get older and it's like, no, I want to be like my parents' dream, you know, like, because, like we said last episode, they came here to work. They didn't have time to dream, accomplish that dream.
No.
Now we are the ones like, we have to work, but we can accomplish this.
Yes.
They came here to lay the foundation.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So it's definitely like, I want to be that. I want to be where like my parents see like, damn, like I didn't think this podcast shit would work, but damn,
I know
you got it.
Bro, let's
you know, it's kind of hard to explain a podcast to a person that does not like,
Implement
technology, doesn't really know English. Like, my mom is like, ¿Tienes un radio? What?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, mom, it's just like a radio. I give up, but it's like a radio.
Yeah.
It's like, cool.
Dude, yesterday I was in TJ, and then, like, we're at the border, and then we found a radio station that worked, and we were just looking to see, and they were like promoting like every other like commercial plus podcast that they did.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, cool. It's being forced on.
Like, what do you call a podcast in Spanish?
Podcast.
Wait, are you serious?
Literally, that's what
For
he
real?
Said.
Really?
That's what
he said. I'm like, what?
You just pronounce it.
I was like, okay, just say it.
Podcast.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool. That's awesome.
No, I thought there was like a term.
I think it'd be nice to do like an episode in Spanish.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I want to interview like an elder, you know? And oh, yeah, we have that.
That's a good idea.
They're older,
yeah.
How old are your parents?
They're in their 60s.
Okay. Nombre.
Wow. And my dad is, at least. My mom's like in a year.
They look young. Yeah, they look young.
My mom especially.
Yeah, your mom especially.
It's
because those Latinas.
Yeah.
I mean, seen J-Lo?
I saw a meme today where I was like, J-Lo at 50, she's like in a bikini, like running around with like abs and shit. And you see her and she's like in a sweater with like chips right here.
Hot Cheeto fingers.
I'm like, man, you don't have to be shameful about that. She's gonna work out, it's all good.
Yeah. Well, it's funny, like, Dwayne will ask me, he'll be like, babe, why are you so beautiful? And like, sometimes like I feel awkward, like I don't know how to answer that. It's
why?
Like, I don't know, like it's I don't know, like, I've never been so used to that much love, you know?
That's beautiful.
Yeah, and it's beautiful, and like, I love beautiful. It. And so I started saying this thing, and it's been a while now that since I've been saying it. And like, it's because I'm Latina. And he's like, so is that the answer to everything? I'm like, yeah, us Latinas are fucking chingonas. Yeah, yeah. So definitely now I don't feel as awkward. But at first it was just like awkward. It's like, oh, thank you. Like bashful, you know?
Yeah.
That's good that he can get you that way, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. So it's definitely.
Whenever I tell Melanie something like that, she's like, stop lying.
Or she'll give you thumbs up. She's like,
that's because she's a Latina.
That's because she's a Latina. It's true. Like, what are you talking about?
Huh? All right. Who else you tell that to?
God. It's her Salvi side.
And I'm like, why do you think I'd be doing that?
Because
you're Latino.
Oh, yes!
Yeah, I'm like, don't do that.
Oh, that's funny. So how long have you and your boyfriend been together?
We've been together 7 years.
Okay.
So
oh, yeah,
we started we went to school back in 2012.
Okay.
Got together 2013, and then since then it's...
Yeah, that's awesome. What does he do?
He works at UPS.
Okay, cool.
Supervisor. Okay. He does music too. So watch out for that. That should be coming out soon.
Nice. We'll have to definitely shout him out. Then,
yes, definitely,
sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Jay Carter. Yes,
Jay
for
Carter.
Sure, for
okay.
sure. You know, him sounds too. Good. Like it's okay. just it's a beautiful I thing that the, what I have with him. You know, I'm very lucky. I should say
yeah.
for sure because. It's like time. Where does time go? You know, 7 years later.
It's, but that's the beauty, though. You know, it's like you've been together for so long. You're like you still feel like it's the first date.
Yeah.
And I think that's like such a beautiful
yeah,
thing.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
like I, when everybody finds that, oh my god, it's like
yeah,
you're literally roaming around in like butterflies and clouds.
It's
and,
different.
Yeah.
It's different.
Yeah.
People can hate and be like, come on.
No, it's definitely, yeah, it's definitely different. Like, I remember when people would be like, no, love is different. Wait until you, like, fall in love.
Yeah.
Like, am I, whatever,
like
you
when
know.
It's real, you know.
Like,
relationships
whatever.
Are work, period, you
oh,
know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But it's very worth it, you know, to find your person. It's
yeah.
it's rare. It's actually really rare when somebody doesn't, you know, when you find your person. So I'm very lucky that, you know, he understands my work ethic. And he understands the staying up late or, hey, I can't go out or can't do this or that. I'm very grateful for that, you know, because that's part of your support system, like I said. If
yeah.
if you have somebody that's not understanding, then it's going to be challenging,
yeah.
you know. But I'm very grateful that he goes with me to the store, too. And, you know, he's there like, oh, that color looks good. He has input sometimes.
That's awesome.
And things. So
yeah.
it's beautiful.
Yeah. We were one of my good friends, Matt. We've had him on the podcast
yeah.
before,
yeah.
And also I talked to Dwayne about this. But Matt has this this thought he shared with me yesterday that there's two reasons on his mind why relationships sometimes fail,
mm-hmm.
relationships, marriages, friendships. At that point, even where they fail, it's finances, and
for sure that's the number one,
and goal orientation. And I looked at him, I'm like, that is so, like, right, you know? Because, like, finances in general is a hard thing, you know? Like, even if you're discussing it with your friend, discussing it with your parents, it's a very touchy topic, right? But, I
For
mean,
sure.
I think when you're able to connect in that aspect of finances and being able to be vocal and open, or at the point of saying, I need help.
I agree, because that's the thing, the Latina mentality of, I got it, I don't need
yes.
a man to help me out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then finally realizing, damn, we live together, so I kind of do have to share certain things with
yeah.
him, you know?
Oh, we're a team
so it's,
now.
Yeah, so it's like, oh, fuck, you know?
Yeah.
Am I going to have my $50 for groceries this week? I got to tell babe, you know? Because
yeah.
if I don't, hopefully he got me.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. You have to, like, let those guard down.
Uh-huh.
And it's a cultural thing, too. You know, it's
yeah.
kind of like I said, for me, I'm very proud. I got my own money. I can do
yeah,
it myself.
Same.
But then sometimes I would see myself in situations where I'm like, you know what? You can't ask for help, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no,
okay.
It's
okay.
true.
It's okay.
Like,
yeah.
I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I'm very, like proud and prideful.
Yes.
I usually never carry cash, like never. But I was like, man, I didn't have time to go to the bank. And this was Friday night.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, Dwayne, so I was wondering if, and I'm like looking down, I'm like, I'll pay you back, but can I borrow like $15? And he's like, Yeah. And he just like gives me the money, right? And no, I asked him for 10 and he gave me 15. He's like, get yourself a drink. Like, all right. And so, but little did I know that they were going to charge me for parking. And so I'm like, perfect. Si no le hubiera pedido, like, how would I have gone into the venue?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I don't have cash. Like, yeah. So I think there's a reason why, like, sometimes once you let go of those guards, it's like, all right, I'm able to, like, feed into something else,
yeah.
You know? So, yeah, so finances is a very hard thing.
Yes.
It's a very hard
yes.
thing.
Yes.
And then the goal orientation. I think that's, like, especially if you two are, like, different degrees, different professions, different desires, like, it's hard to like go into a relationship saying this person isn't going to align to what I want. But I think when you're open-minded and you're saying it's going to align eventually, if it's meant to be, it's going to happen. But some people, at least I speak for myself, like when I, and it wasn't with Dwayne so much, but in past relationships it was a sense of like, no, I can't date that person because he's not goal, his goals are different than mine.
Yeah.
Like, but you're missing a chance. What if that was a person, you
yeah.
know? So it's
yeah.
like definitely like those are two things that, you know, I think can break a marriage, friendship, relationships.
Yeah. Sometimes you get the best of both worlds, though, when you're opposite, you know?
Yeah.
For sure. Like,
yeah.
I'm into rock music. I'm into all kinds of music. And my boyfriend, he was more into just hip-hop and rap, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I guess when we collided, we would, you know, when you're alone and you're listening to music and you're just vibing and you, I'm like, oh, let me teach you about this song. Let me teach you about that
yeah,
song.
Yeah.
It's amazing because it's to him. He always tells me, hey, if it wasn't for you, I don't think I would have been open to like this
yeah.
type of music or
yeah.
that or this or that. And with him, he has very like high taste. So sometimes like with quality in my work, it's helpful because he gives me like the, hey, maybe you should use this type of material.
Yeah.
And to me, it's kind of like, no, like, but I was open enough to like be like, okay, you know what? I'm going to take his input.
Yeah. Like, I mean, maybe he's not a jewelry professional,
but
he's over here like, look,
yeah.
do this. So
yeah.
it's definitely like a beautiful thing to have
yes.
that connection. You know, like I always see Sal and Melanie and like she's doing children's education and currently going through her credentials and Sal's like over here like writing her essay and or like helping her.
Like she's doing something and then I'm like, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's
type
like
in.
But that's not his profession. You know, and I see that and I'm like, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, that is a beautiful thing to have. And like same with like Dwayne and I, you know, it's very like he didn't like coffee or didn't drink much coffee up
yeah.
until like he started hanging out with me and dating me and then we're like, wow, this is different than Starbucks. Whoa, you know, so things
yeah.
like that. And so, yeah, or even knowing about Guatemalan culture or Latinx or being an activist, like, especially him growing up in a third world country and coming into, like, America, it was, like, he didn't know anything about racism. He didn't really, like, acknowledge that.
Yeah.
And I'm over here, like, being an activist about, like, no, like, suppression, like, screw all that. Like, let's
yeah.
fight this. Let's
yeah.
heal. And he's like, what is happening? You know, so it's definitely,
yeah.
like, feeding
like,
off of
good?
Each other.
Like-
yeah. But getting his perspective and getting his opinion.
And he takes away what you have to say, too.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
be like, hey, you know what? It isn't just like that where,
yeah.
you know.
And it gives him, like, this feeling of, I'm an Afro-Latino. I'm proud to be an Afro-Latino. I'm not just another black man. No, like,
yeah.
like you're an Afro-Latino
yeah.
and you represent your people
yeah.
and do it. And so it's like, before he met me, he was like, I'm just, my color is just something else. My country is just something else, you know? Like,
no, it's deeper than that.
Yeah, it's much deeper,
deeper
than that.
Than that
so yeah,
sure.
it's definitely good to find your person to like
yes.
balance that out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you're like, hey, babe. Be proud, you know?
Yeah. Is he, you said he's from
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, okay.
Yeah, he's black.
Okay.
Yeah, we met at school. But yeah, where he's from, it's like segregation still kind of exists.
Yeah.
There's, you know, a Hispanic part of town, there's a white part of town from what he tells me. And I didn't understand that because I always grew up here in the States.
Yeah.
Well, he's from the States too, but in California where it's kind of diverse. We're diverse
oh, yeah.
here, you know?
Yeah.
yeah.
So for me, I didn't understand that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, getting together, I'm like, okay, he's opened my eyes to, okay.
Yeah. Have you gone back to visit?
To Wisconsin?
Yeah.
I went with him. Yeah, but it was a really quick trip. It wasn't like
oh, okay.
we had time to go here or there. It was
yeah.
for a graduation. So.
Okay.
But I can just tell now he's a little bit more lax because I remember meeting him. He was very guarded. He was very like, okay. But now it's like, I think he's more like open to not everybody's a bad guy, you know?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
to him,
sure.
he was just very, because over there, racism is
a thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't understand that because I'm just like, oh, I have all kinds of friends, you know?
Yeah.
Like to me.
Like, and race, and I've always said this, you know, racism is a thing anywhere. I think I, like, you go to California, to Utah, to wherever state you're at, and but yeah, it is more. There's different levels of it.
Yeah.
Or there's I don't know, but I would call it different levels. I would call it like. There's more.
There's a different level of like potency of like how much racism there is.
Yeah.
Especially
area.
Like down south, you hear stories.
Yeah, you still hear stories about shit that you thought was already done.
Yeah.
But no.
They were in 2020.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I mean, there's still slaves in the world.
Yeah. No,
you don't
I
realize
I,
that. Like, that's forgotten in some areas.
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. But, wow. Well, I mean, I don't have any questions other than that.
Well,
the amazing
one more question.
Yeah.
Conversation I've had.
So I wanted to ask you, like, how do you implement who you are and your culture into what you do?
Yeah,
like, do you
that's
base
a good
it
question.
Off of, like, you know, like what you see and you make it a reality into your jewelry? Or do you try to implement like the different styling and colors into your jewelry?
I would have to say with the titles of my pieces.
With the titles of your pieces.
Me, like I said, I am a hustler. I'm a creator of jewelry. But ultimately, like, my goal is to be a good person, a good human being, period, you know?
Yeah.
So to me, whatever I'm doing in my life, I put into my pieces. So for instance, I'll have an earring. It's called Making Moves, and it's because I'm making moves.
Damn, I like that.
You know? Like, I'm doing my best, you know?
Yeah.
I'm making moves. So I would have to say, like, with the titles of my pieces, people that are wearing my pieces, for sure, you know, that's how I like to speak. It's not just because I'm a Latina, I'm going to just associate with just Latinos, you know? I love my Latino family, don't get me wrong, you know? But I'm very open to everything and anything.
That is awesome that you include other cultures.
Yes.
That's how a lot of us came up. We're not just one culture.
We're
a blend of different people, and then we just became who we are now.
That's kind of, it kind of reminds me of our last guest, right? Of her jewelry line.
Yeah.
She sells gold. And it's different, like, customs, and she brought up the memory that in the 90s that, like, nuestro, like, parents, they would sell gold.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my god, and it just, like, sparked something in my head. I'm like, oh my god, yeah, like, my mom used to sell gold, and she's like, and it led to the thought or the topic about speaking that we are royalty. And you said something, how the Aztecs, they were always covered in gold,
in gold. Cities of
gold, you know, they had cities of gold.
Yeah.
And so it's like, and that was all stripped from us. And so what she's doing, like, in the background, in a sense, like, hidden message, I guess, behind her line is she wants to give this gold back to us, you know, that's ours. And I think that's such a beautiful thing where it's like, it's true.
Yeah,
it's
because the gold that was taken away from our people, this was taken away throughout, like, every single nation that we were from.
Yeah.
It got melted down into gold.
Yeah.
So that's why I thought it was really good that she said that. She's giving back what was already ours.
And you're educating people as well.
Yeah.
That's important. Because
We
kind of lose sometimes our way. You know, for a while, I've always identified with my Mexican culture because that's what was just close to me. Because my mom here lived in California. Most of my father's family is in different states. So to me, I always, you know, was always closer to being Mexican. So to me, finding my way now for my Peruvian culture is going to be a journey, and unfortunately my father's not around to, like, you know, show me the ropes or guide me, but I still want to reach out to my family,
of course,
because yes, there's racism, but sometimes there's racism within our own culture.
For sure.
You know, for instance, my mom, she was very discriminated against because she wasn't Peruvian. She wasn't up to par to my grandma's standards, you know? So to me, it's like, it sucks because we were treated differently because we were my mom's, you know, kids. So it's just like, to me, that's why I think it's beautiful that you guys have this podcast, because you guys keep it rich, you know?
Yeah, there's definitely racism in our culture.
Yes.
And sometimes, like, we don't really, like, pay attention to that, but it's a thing.
It is.
It's a thing, and that's another thing that just separates all of us, that wants to separate all of us, you know? And I think every culture is just so fucking beautiful, and American culture itself, you know, I'm not necessarily even speaking about the Latinx cultures, I'm speaking about, like, European cultures, Japanese cultures, Korean cultures, like, every culture is so beautiful.
Yes.
And it's just, yeah, those things are always going to try to separate us. Yeah. And so it's sad to see that, but it always starts with one, you know? Like, all right, let's speak up about it. You know, obviously we're not God. We can't change all of California, all the states, but we can do one person at a time.
Yeah.
In our little community.
Even Tupac, he's considered like the greatest rapper of all time.
Yeah.
But even he said, I don't think I'll be the greatest, but I think I'll spark the mind of the greatest rapper.
That's powerful.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, that's crazy. Then I realized that term was taken out of context, where it's like, he wasn't just talking about rap.
No.
He was just talking about everything overall. He
it's
was
a
talking
movement.
About like, this is
yeah.
the movement. I'm
yeah.
starting something where like, the war is not gonna, it's not gonna just sit by and let like the 1% of the people that are just hungry all the time.
Yeah.
You know, because we're hungry too.
Yeah.
Actually, we're hungrier.
Drop some mic. Place Tupac in the end.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Cool, but that was a really good question though, that led to all that.
Yes.
Thanks, Al. Yeah.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Of course.
It took so long trying to get you on here.
We made it happen.
Yeah.
We made it happen.
I'll definitely send you all that information.
Thank you.
Your way, because I think, I don't know, like I'm always looking for ways to help my people grow and myself grow and all of us grow. And if you grow, I grow.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you guys need help with your website, I'm here.
Yeah.
Thank
you so much. I
thank
appreciate
you.
It. So good seeing you on the show, and like we're excited to open these little.
Yes, I'm excited for that too.
Ooh, I'm excited. We're definitely gonna be posting about it this week, guys. She gave us a bag of like amazing jewelry, little bags. I'm looking. Yeah.
Or they're like goodies of the day. We're like, we show off one thing.
every day, like a different thing. So.
My pleasure, guys.
I'm really digging this one, though.
You have to carry that around.
I think I was like, hey, you know what? I think I might like this one.
Yeah.
That's your new wallet.
That's my new wallet.
Thank you once again.
Of course.
Let your boyfriend know. Thank you very much as well for being here as a support for you and to continue all his hard work. And we'll give him a shout out as well. Send over his like info. And
yes.
We'll shout him out on our Instagram. And
For sure. I'm pretty sure he would love that.
Cool. Well,
papue.
Vámonos.
Yes.